Tantor Audio presents Stories of Your Life and Others by Ted Chiang. Narrated by Todd McLaren and Abby Creighton. Tower of Babylon. Were the tower to be laid down across the plain of Shinar, it would be 2 days' journey to walk from one end to the other. While the tower stands, it takes a full month and a half to climb from its base to its summit if a man walks unburdened. But few men climb the tower with empty hands. The pace of most men is slowed by the cart of bricks that they pull behind them. 4 months pass between the day a brick is loaded onto a cart and the day it is taken off to form a part of the tower. Hillelim had spent all his life in Elam, and knew Babylon only as a buyer of Elam's copper. The copper ingots were carried on boats that traveled down the Karun to the lower sea, headed for the Euphrates. Hillelim and the other miners traveled overland, alongside a merchant's caravan of loaded onagers. They walked along a dusty path leading down from the plateau, across the plains, to the green fields, sectioned by canals and dikes. None of them had seen the tower before. It became visible when they were still leagues away, a line as thin as a strand of flax, wavering in the shimmering air, rising up from the crust of mud that was Babylon itself. As they drew closer, the crust grew into the mighty city walls, but all they saw was the tower. When they did lower their gazes to the level of the river plain, they saw the marks the tower had made outside the city. The Euphrates itself now flowed at the bottom of a